things he's made.
Yeah.
Look, wear that over the top button of his pants and kept that shirt from rising up. But it was open in the back. I was 20 years old before I ever seen a coat style shirt.
Yeah.
That was open all the way down the front. Those old shirts.
Yeah.
And this Sunday shirt had a neckband.
Mm-hmm.
And you wore an independent collar that had a little button in the back,
mm-hmm.
buttonhole worked in the back of this collar, the neckband we call it, and two buttonholes here in the front. And to use this little button I was talking about in the front, you know, metal, probably some of them was gold dollars, and it'd be different types. And this little button in the front of this collar had a buttonhole in the back and two buttonholes in the front. So you fastened down there this neckband so it couldn't ride up behind, you see. Then brought it down here and fastened over this front.
Yeah.
And then when you put your tie on there, why, it stayed down. Your shirt stayed down. It didn't try to crawl up the back or crawl out of the waist from your pants now.
Yeah. What, the things that you're wearing now?
Suspenders?
Yeah. What did they call those? Any old-fashioned word for that?
Galluses.
Galluses.
Galluses. And they were all types.
Mm-hmm.
And very few men wore belts in my young days. You didn't see a young man wearing pants without suspenders, but wore with a belt to hold them up. That belt business come in when I got up to be in my early teens. Young people get. The old people never did. Those old timers wore this suspender business, galluses as they're called,
mm-hmm.
as long as they live. Pants had four buttons, had two here, and two in the rear. It's a button of
them.
Yeah. Buttonholes in these straps and hooked on here.
That's it. Okay, what would you call the thing that you might carry over you if it were raining?
An umbrella instead of a parasol, they say now, you know, is called umbrellas, lady's umbrella, a woman's umbrella, and a man's umbrella. The man's was much larger than the woman's, and I always thought it was right to reverse. It should have been the other way, because she had more clothing to cover up than he did.
Yeah. What did you say they called it now?
Umbrella.
Yeah. You mentioned another word,
parasol.
Is that an old-fashioned word or a new word?
Yeah, that's really an old-fashioned word in a sense. In other words, you say a man's umbrella and a lady's parasol.
I see. Okay, and what would you call the fancy top cover that you put on a bed?
Cover lid.
A what?
Cover lid.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Okay. And do you remember something about twice as long as a pillow?
Oh yeah. Bolster.
Okay.
They call that a bolster. And that is about double the length of a pillow. Or you might say it took the place of two pillows in a double bed.
How far across the bed did it go there?
Practically all the way from that one side to the other.
Uh-huh.
And it was made on the same type as a pillow.
Uh-huh.
And had a slit.
Yeah.
Over, just like our pillows have today. But they call it a bolster.
That's it. Okay, and what would you call a thing that women would make, you know, piece together and put on a bed for warmth?
Quilts.
Okay.
Handmade quilts. Yeah. And you know they're getting pretty famous again nowadays.
Oh yeah.
This sister-in-law of mine over here made one a year or two ago and got $50, $60 for that thing.